Casey Ford here with Radio Results Network as we're joined by Tyler LaPlante from the Sioux Tribe of Chippewa Indians. Tyler, talk about how important it is to have these events, whether it be at Grand Island here in Munising or out in Newberry, Manistique, and all the locations that you guys go to.
Yeah, so I think one of the most important parts for us as a tribal community for the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians is Gitche Minas or Grand Island here is where one of our original bands comes from. So hosting the powwow here, getting the community together, it's extremely important for us for multiple reasons. One, because this is our traditional homeland. We've always been here. We always will be here. Two, bringing our community together for prayer, for ceremony, for song, for dance, to eat, and to enjoy each other's company. That's what makes a healthy community. Finally, and most importantly, I would say that expressing ourselves for who we are as Indian people. We didn't have the right to religious freedom until 1978, the American Indian Religious Freedom Act. So us keeping all of this together throughout the generations, throughout the centuries of anti-Indian policy, and having that policy go in place in 1978 and still being able to practice our tradition, it's an act of defiance and an act of resilience, because we're able to continue forward with who we were, even though they've tried everything in their power to take it away from us. So the importance is, we've always been here, we always will be here, and we're never going to forget who we are or where we came from.
Talk about the grand entry at noon and then the one that happens at 6 o'clock and the differences between the two.
Grand entry is just everybody coming together. So all of our dancers and regalia, even those folks who are not in regalia, it's a time for all of them to come together as one, kind of show off their colors, show off everything they've worked really hard for. And then eventually after those grand entries, we go into specialty dances and it breaks down into the different groups. So this is the one dance, you know, where everybody comes together. We honor our flag. We honor our ceremony. We usually sing songs in relation to those things. And there's generally a prayer for each of them as well. Because again, this is basically a religious practice for us. You know, part of bringing the community together is praying to the creator, to the spirits, to the Manitou, and taking care of our community and making sure that we flourish.
How great is it not only that you had the people here in Munising show up, but also different places like Newberry and the Sioux and Manistique all come here to Grand Island?
Yeah, so this one is special this year as well, because we were in partnership with the Youth Empowerment Powwow for the Sioux Tribe. So we had a lot of youth here this morning. You know, they come from all over, so a lot of them hit the road to go home this evening. We still have quite a few youth here. But it's great to see our tribe come together from all over the place and be as one, because it's what we've always done. We had a really good turnout this year, and this is our first powwow back on these grounds since the pandemic hit. So this one is extremely important, because this one has been on hold since 2019. So you can tell that people were anxious for it. You know, we had a really good turnout. That's what a tribe is, you know, and is we come together, you know, for these things in a good way, to take care of each other and to celebrate and just have a good time.
Tyler, thanks for the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Tyler LaPlante joins us right here on Radio Results Network. I'm Casey Ford.